What is up and welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Football Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Jared Gordon, and once again, thank you for taking precious time out of your day to listen to this beautiful podcast. I have completed the NFC Dynasty value picks, and if you missed any of them, be sure to check them out. You're going to love them. So now we're going to be going on to the AFC, starting off with the AFC West. Coming up first, I have the reigning Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, and I chose for them Mecole Hardman. There's a lot to love about Hardman's future on this team. First, let's look at his measurements. He is 5'10", 190 pounds, and runs a 4.33 40 time. Which, you know, we all thought at first that he was going to be Tyreek Hill's replacement, but, you know, it turns out he's actually just a very nice complement piece for him. He was one of the most efficient wide receivers last year, as he had only 41 targets and 26 receptions, but he got 538 yards and 6 touchdowns off of those. If he really does get a lighter load on special teams and a heavier load on offense, I can easily see him taking over as the wide receiver 2 on his own team, and as they slowly fade away Sammy Watkins, since he more than likely won't be on the Chiefs next year. I'm projecting Hardman this year to have 65 targets, 39 receptions, and 750 yards for 6 touchdowns again. So, you know, a pretty decent year, but next year is when the big breakout will happen. So that's why you need to get him at his cheapest price this year, and, you know, take on that investment so you can pull up a hefty ROI. And now on to the Chargers, who I have Justin Herbert as my greatest value. And this is more of a super flex kind of thing, since it would be kind of stupid to pick him up in a single quarterback league where, you know, you can just stream quarterbacks for all you want. But, you know, in super flexes, he's being taken as the QB21 and 75th overall. And in super flex, that could be, you know, your second, maybe even third quarterback on your team, which, if you know, listen to my previous podcast, I always recommend getting at least 3 quarterbacks and maybe even 4 in super flex. I cannot stress that enough, that quarterbacks are ridiculously valuable after the initial draft is over. And I love Herbert's potential. He has all the prototypical traits you would want in a quarterback at 6'6", 235 pounds, and, you know, he's got pretty good speed at a 4.68. I love the weapons that he has around him, and the fact that they've added some pieces to the old line. You know, they traded for Trey Turner, and they added Brian Bulaga. You know, even though they had to give up Russell Okung for Turner, I think that's a decent upgrade, at least from last year. And they have Keenan Allen, who always knows how to get open. Mike Williams, who is a great jump ball contested guy. We got Hunter Henry, who, you know, is a big red zone target. Austin Eckler, who's perfect to just dump it off. You know, there's just so much talent around him. Yet people would rather go with guys like, you know, Jimmy G or Sam Darnold. You know, I just don't get it. I think Herbert has a bright future ahead of him. And he still even brings value this year, even though I do think Tyrod Taylor is going to start this year. But, you know, it's only going to probably be till about, like, my perfect landing spot for him to start is going to be around week 6 against the Jets. You know, because from there on, he has a lot more easier matchups with the Dolphins, the Jaguars, and the Raiders. Then goes into a bye week. So then you have the bye week to prep for the Broncos, which is probably, you know, the hardest competition he's going to have out of all those teams. And, you know, he's going to be able to build up a little bit more confidence going into that tougher part of the schedule. And if he does pan out like how I'm expecting, you don't have to even worry about getting a quarterback for a while. As long as he's going to be, again, you know, your second or third option as your quarterback. Next, we have the Las Vegas Raiders, which is still super weird to say. I love Bryan Edwards for them. You know, he may have a bit of an injury concern for a long-term future, but man, this guy has everything you want from an alpha wide receiver standpoint. You know, he's 6'3", 210 pounds, and he's always produced. You know, even with other talent around him and having a terrible quarterback. He's super young, only 21, turning 22 this season. And for having 4 years of college, you know, under his belt, that's a ton of experience. And, you know, and he obviously had enough talent to command targets when Hayden Hurst and Deebo Samuel were there on the same team earlier in his college career. The more I watch his tape, you know, the more I'm like, wow, you know, this guy literally bullies corners with his body and hands. His route running, you know, isn't too bad. It looks like he has some decent wheels as well on him. You know, he didn't get to participate in the 40 time or in the combine in general. If it weren't for him, you know, getting injured, you know, he's probably by far in the top five wide receivers, at least, you know, at minimum. He's better than T. Higgins. He's even better than his teammate Henry Ruggs. And I would put him up there, you know, with Rager, you know, call it a bold take or whatever. But if you watch him as much as I do, you would be in love with him as much as well. You know, I think Tyrell Williams is probably going to be cut or traded this year. And he's going to become that alpha wide receiver one on the team, with Ruggs as the burner and Renfro as, you know, the safety net kind of guy. And Waller, as you know, he's just a weapon, you know, as a tight end to be deployed with that much size and speed. You know, that's just different. But, you know, for his case, he's going to be taken as the wide receiver 54 and 123 overall. And I just think you have to take a shot on him with that. How low he's going and that amount of upside, you know, there's not many players that could be top 24 wide receivers going in that range. And lastly, but definitely not least, for the Denver Broncos, we got KJ Hamler. And I bet you're wondering, like, how the heck Jerry Jeudy isn't my favorite value. Well, I mean, it was close, kind of, sort of. You know, I do like Jerry Jeudy a lot. But KJ Hamler is going a lot lower than Jeudy, you know, specifically 42 spots different, as Judy's going as the wide receiver 22 taken off the board. So he's already got that high expectations. But Hamler is going as the wide receiver 64 and 152 overall. So it's way less of an investment, but you could be getting a great return, whether it's on the Broncos or what I'm expecting, you know, is probably going to be when he's on a new team already. You know, once he gets out of Denver, or, you know, they decide to get a new quarterback, or somehow Drew Lock blows minds and really turns into a star, and they start to air it out more often, if any of these happen, he can be like a wide receiver one, such as like Jalen Reagor is going to be. He just got shoved into an already crowded wide receiver room, so it's tough for him to really gain ground early. But don't get me wrong, you know, it's a great move by the Broncos to have these three super talented wide receivers to give Drew Lock zero excuses for failing. But if he does, I would love for the likes of, like, you know, Aaron Rodgers to finish his career there with all that young talent and kind of, you know, do what Peyton Manning did. If that happened, you know, holy cow, KJ Hamler, you know, he would be a steal with the arm talent of Rodgers. But, you know, nonetheless, you know, he is very talented himself. You know, he's 5'11", 180 pounds. And, you know, he kind of reminds me of, like, Tyler Lockett. And, you know, he's barely turning 21. Will be hitting his prime by the next time his contract is up. He'll be the guy I'm targeting, you know, either this year or even going into next year through the draft. Because even through a trade, since I'm sure he won't really be relevant this year, unless, you know, there are, of course, injuries, which you can't really predict, he'll more than likely be a year three breakout wide receiver, which is normal, you know, the following tendencies. And next year would probably be when you can go and get him and trade for him. And that about does it for today. Thank you for listening as always. I appreciate the time and support you give me. If you haven't done so already, please rate, comment, subscribe to the channel so you don't miss any episodes. Also, go and follow me on Instagram at Fantasy Football Lovers for some extra content, that I don't have on here. And, I'll be back soon for another episode. Take care.